Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
I grew up in a very scientific family. I never knew my dad's stance on ghosts, but they were never talked about, so it just really didn't matter. One day, when I was in high school, we were eating dinner. I decided to ask my dad about our old house and moving into it when I was just a baby. So he told me a story. Apparently, when we moved into this house, we lived there for about a week before we started to receive quote-unquote gifts once a week. Every Friday morning, my dad told me that there would be some sort of handcrafted gift sitting on the mantle of our fireplace. My dad was reasonably freaked out by this because we were the only ones with keys to the house, and the last owner moved well out of state. So he informed the local police. They decided to patrol the property every Friday night looking for intruders. They found nothing. And as you could imagine, the gifts kept coming. So my dad told me that they eventually gave up, and feeling helpless, he went to our local church. Eventually, he and a priest came to bless the house, and we stopped receiving the gifts. And what really freaked me out about this was the fact that my dad had never believed in ghosts, and didn't mention once that a ghost was causing these gifts to appear. He's an engineer, so he always tries to debunk people's paranormal stories with realistic explanation. But he was 100% serious with this story. One of the gifts that we received, we actually still have. It's a wooden sled with a small painting of a man, presumably my dad, pulling me and my sister on the sled. We received this gift about 8 months to a year before my mother passed away from cancer, so that made the painting on the sled very freaky in hindsight. My dad only told me this story once, and he denied that he ever told it to me when I asked him again recently. If I can find the sled, I'll post a picture. It's very small and it looks quite old. The story was sent anonymously. I slept over at my buddy's house. I wake up at 3 a.m. to the sound of a woman crying, coming from right outside his bedroom. I figured it was his mom arguing with another family member, so at first, I felt very awkward rather than scared. Then things began getting a little more intense. She started screaming, $7? You did that for $7? And as she began getting louder and louder, I thought I might need to intervene before someone got hurt. I stood up, I walked to the door, grabbed the handle, twisted it, opened the door, instant dead silence. Every sound I heard died in a heartbeat. It went from a World War II war zone to being able to hear a mouse fart. Outside his room, every light in the house was off. There was no one else awake, nothing. I still can't explain what the hell happened. I woke my friend up and told him exactly what I'd heard. He told me that he once saw a lady in a white gown walking up the steps, and he thought that it was his mom. But when she didn't respond to him calling out to her, he followed her up the stairs, and when she turned a corner, she disappeared. Then one day, when they were moving out of this house, his cousin and sister arrived to the new house after grabbing some things from the old one, and they tell everyone that they swore they saw a little girl in a white gown standing at the upstairs window as they pulled out of the driveway. Me and my friend never told anybody about our stories, so his cousin and sister said they saw exactly what they saw without any prior knowledge of our situation. The story was sent by Corey in Arkansas. Once, when I was in university, I went to see my therapist, whom I'd been seeing twice a week for about 5 months. On this particular day, he was uncharacteristically quiet, and I asked him if he was all right. He said that he was fine, and we continued through what would be one of our most breakthrough sessions. A lot of repressed memories came up through it that have helped me to heal. At the end of the session, I asked him why he was acting differently today than other days. He said when I walked in, I was accompanied by a warrior-like person. He said he had the overwhelming feeling to perform as best that he could professionally, and that he got the sense that this warrior had fought a lot of battles to protect me. This would seem coincidental, except for 10 years later, I was living on the other side of the world. I had a Puerto Rican neighbor I would see occasionally, and eventually got pretty close to him and his family. One day, as I was walking by, he gets quiet and weird, and then says in broken English, "Do you know there is a soldier who follows you around?" I knew instantly who he was talking about. In both instances, the warrior/soldier was described the same. Just over 6 feet, blonde curly hair, wearing primitive warrior clothing, and strangely, a white guy. Neither of these people could have known that my closest brother, who passed away at the age of 14, was over 6 foot tall with blonde curly hair, and he was always my protector. A letter was sent from Cynthia in Gainesville, Florida. So I have a weird story that made me quickly question what was real and what wasn't. When I was around, let's say, 8 years old, and my brother was 6, we had been playing video games in my room while my dad and mom watched football downstairs. For a while, we had lots of fun. That was until I had a really bad chill down my spine. I shrugged it off before I noticed that my brother got the same chill. He continued playing the game, so I just thought, you know, if he wasn't worried about it, then why should I be? Everything went pretty smooth until it didn't. My brother pauses the game. Then he asks, "Do you hear that?" I then heard a humming sound of what seemed to be a little girl. I nodded. "The humming, right?" He nodded as well. The humming was coming from the hallway right outside our room. We began to be very nervous because me and my brother were the only children in the house. The door was shut, thankfully, so we didn't see anything. After a few seconds of the humming, it stopped and we heard footsteps from the attic. The thing about the attic, though, is that nobody ever really goes up there. At the time, me nor my brother had ever been up there, and my parents only went up there one at a time. And once the footsteps stopped, nothing else seemed to happen, we opened the door to see only the hallway. The next day, we told our parents in great detail what had happened, and they did the whole parent thing saying, "Oh, you probably just heard us, it was your imagination, blah, 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 blah." Needless to say, if I didn't believe in ghosts before the incident, I did afterwards. That story was sent from Pebbles. Hey guys, it's Jerry with Hillbilly Horror Stories, and I want to tell you about some friends of ours over at Hillbilly Horror Show. What is Hillbilly Horror Show? In a nutshell, it's Tales from the Crypt meets Rednecks. Bo's funny, Lulu's hot, and Cephas, well, he's Cephas. The three of them are going to welcome you into their trailer so you can sit down and watch some of the best horror shorts that you've ever seen in your life by some of the biggest names in the business. There are currently 4 full-length episodes out, all of them absolutely free on the free Tubi app. Don't just take my word for it. Let me give you a sample.
Oh, hi, y'all. Just cleaning up, but come on in. Bo, Cephas, where's your manners?
Oh, hi, y'all. I done forgot you's coming over. Boy, me and old Cephas, we've been waiting for you, and let me tell you, this boy is full of surprises. Now, here's what Cephas done up and did. He picked out some movies based on the title alone that he liked. And we're going to check them out. Give them here. Give them.
I told you he was attached to them things. He'd been sleeping with them under his pillow.
Hey, you know he's got them under his pillow.
You know I check on him at 7 p.m. when he go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's got a preference of order. This one?
Mm-hmm.
Help wanted. Look, if you try and say I can't get a job, it's just because the economy's in a recession. Besides, I've been saving up for my own dream business. Now picture it, Cephas. Bo's Taxidermy and Strip Club. You can come in and get your weasel stuffed, or you can get your... Anyway, we're going to check out Help Wanted.
There you have it, folks. Go spend the next several hours watching the hilarious hijinks from Lulu, Cephas, and Bo, and then check out some of the best horror shorts you've ever seen. So go check out Hillbilly Horror Show on Tubi. Remember, it's a free app, and tell your friends. So you know how kids see stuff when they're little? This is one of those stories. When I was younger, I was petrified of the man. I don't remember any of this because I was too young, but apparently on multiple occasions, I would stand completely still and verbally whisper, "Who is that man?" And when questioned what he wants, I would say, "I don't know. It's the man." Anyway, most people would blow that off. But I happen to have three younger sisters, two of which had similar experiences, petrified of the man, or for my other sister, the guy. My mom was super creeped out and she started seeking religious guidance. For real, she thought there was a demon in our home. So growing up, I was always told about this, and when I questioned it as a teenager, my mom brought me a photo. It was a photo of me as a baby. I'm in a rocker. The TV is off behind me, and there's a perfect glare of a close-up man. Distinctively looks like a 50 to 60-year-old man. Oddly enough, my parents took pictures from multiple angles that night. It's right when they remodeled the living room. There is nothing in the room to cast a shadow or make it appear like a man's face. Well, I'm suspicious, but never really believed. But then one day, I'm at my parents' house at 24, and my two-year-old is staring up at my parents' step and whispers, "Daddy, there's a man." I nearly crapped my pants. The story was sent from Larry in Lubbock, Texas. I had this experience with a ginger tabby that I owned. I only had him for a short time, but I taught him tricks and he was always by my side. I was only 5 at the time and he thought that he was human. He loved showers and bath time and he would sit in a little pram that I had to go on trips into town with my parents and I. I could shake paws on command and every Friday night he would head to the pub down my road where the locals would feed him treats and a little bit of beer. At least until the landlord would have to call for my parents to come pick him up. He was truly one of a kind and my best friend. Sadly, though, he died on my 6th birthday. He got hit by a car and the driver threw his body into our garden to die rather than take him to the vet. My parents had rented a venue for my birthday, so I didn't know until afterwards what had happened. But the whole day I had a feeling that something was off, and I didn't enjoy my birthday. Anyway, for months afterwards, on random nights, I would feel a cat jump on my bed and curl up. Other nights, my parents would be awoken by a cat climbing under the blanket to sleep between their heads. He liked to sleep like a human with his little head on a pillow and his body tucked in. But when any of us looked, there was always nothing there. We've since moved, but I've never stopped thinking about my ginger Jazzy. The story was sent anonymously. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.